I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Here comes the money.
Here we go.
Yeah.
Here comes the money.
You know the great thing about this, Jeffrey?
Well, the fact that you understand the importance of routine for a gambler, the fact that you're here, that shows that you're starting to get it, Jeff.
Well, also, like towards the end of last year, we would play this song.
Uh-huh.
And it's Here Comes the Money.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, at the end of last year, if we're being completely honest, there went the money.
Yeah.
Right?
I'd like to say it was more of the middle of the year. At the end of the year, we had to scratch and claw just to stay alive.
Okay. And now the money is coming back.
Yeah.
And I could not be more thrilled for you or for your investors.
Mm-hmm.
And so currently 9-2. I gave you $1,000 to begin this enterprise this year. You've turned that $1,000 into how much money? We'll go through your last week's bets in just a minute. But how much? What's the grand total now?
So the grand total right now, we are sitting at $2,360, 9-2 against the spread.
I gave you $1,000, and that money is now $2,360.
It's almost how like that's a happen? Great return.
What was last week?
So last week, we went 5-1. Normally, I only give out 5 games, but last week, I decided to throw in a bonus because Daddy was hot. And I wanted my listening audience to just make sure that they were getting as much possible value. So we started off on Friday night, TCU, SMU, under 59. We had several fumbles in the end zone. Can't say enough good things about how bad SMU is. And more importantly, can't say enough good things about how TCU basically decided in the third quarter that they were ready to get back to Fort Worth. So shout out to them. That game comfortably went under by 6.5.
All right. That's 1-0.
So then... It was too easy, Jeff. Mississippi State -8 against Kansas State. I hated to do it. No one loves Coach Snyder more than I do. He's one of my all-time favorite football coaches. I understood he was a home dog, but Mississippi State, I knew, was bigger, stronger, faster, and they could not be denied.
You had that one pegged, absolutely, because the truth of the matter is that was not the best that Mississippi State could play. And they still covered comfortably.
Then we had Minnesota -1.5 against Fresno State. Fresno State shouldn't ever be favored against a Power 5 opponent. Minnesota ends up scoring a touchdown with about 4 or 5 minutes left in the game. Yes, I did indeed actually watch that. That only got TV3 billing, but they did indeed cover. And then the easiest one, I think this one was easier, Jeff, than Mississippi State. Penn State -9 against Pittsburgh. I knew that was the classic overreaction to what Penn State did against App State. And Pittsburgh low-key stinks. So they absolutely eviscerated them. I did get a little worried when I saw that not only was it raining in Pittsburgh, but apparently the entire United States of America at about 7 o'clock last Saturday night. But Penn State just did the absolute Lord's work. And then finally, Arizona State +7 against Michigan State. Of course, we all know exactly how that unfolded. Arizona State hits the field goal as the buzzer expired, and they won.
Had State in that one?
Yes, I did have Arizona State. And then our lone loss of the weekend was Northwestern. Your son's university did not do its job last Saturday afternoon. I'm going to blame Ben. They did not cover against Duke.
That was actually depressing. They looked like
terrible.
The worst team. They looked terrible. And honestly, and then we saw Purdue go out and stink. So that's why we don't know. And early on, you look at what happened week one. Well,
exactly.
Northwestern beats Purdue. But then you learn later that, okay, maybe Purdue stinks, right?
Yes.
So it was not what we thought it was. And Northwestern, don't do that again. Don't bet on Northwestern again. Go ahead. So
yeah,
that was your big week last week. 5-1,
uh-huh.
Up over $2,300.
Yep.
How are you going to increase that this week? And you got weather to deal with this week as well.
We do have weather to deal with. That's why we're going to start with Clemson and Georgia Southern. The point total is only 47 points. And that point total is, in my opinion, extremely low because obviously the hurricane will be coming through the Carolina, Georgia area. So I'm going to take that value. I think Clemson can cover this number on their own. Over 47. We've got an over. It's Jeffrey's first over of the year. I'm very, very thrilled about it. I make picks. You make money. All right. Then we're going to go to Missouri and Purdue. As you mentioned, Jeff, I love when you start using the relative property of college football.
Mm.
Purdue stinks. Like, they really stink. Jeff Brohm learned a very valuable lesson. When you have the opportunity to get out of Purdue, you should get out of Purdue. Don't ever be loyal to Purdue. You owe Purdue nothing. You will die if you're in Purdue as a head football coach. Missouri comes in, and Missouri, when they play a average opponent or worse, Drew Locke looks like an absolute savage. It's only 6 points. I lay those six, and I don't feel even remotely feel bad about it. Missouri covers that one easily.
How many we got today, by the way? Five? Are you on six or seven? Because Daddy feels whatever Daddy feels.
Daddy feels hot. Yeah, we're only gonna go with five. But in true Jeffrey fashion, I got favorites and overs for you. So I'm very excited about this. Very, very excited about this. All right.
Number three.
Army hosts Hawaii. Jeff, I don't know if you saw this, but Hawaii is playing at 6 a.m. body time. And they're going east to west. I think they're the 110th worst team against the run. I'm all on the Black Knights here. All on the Black Knights. Minus six. An absolute stone cold lead pipe lock. Could not be more excited about that. Army minus six.
Do you believe in the body time theory?
Absolutely.
And also in the west to east theory.
Yes, absolutely. 100%. Jeff, you've traveled. You know when you go west to east, you feel like dog crap.
It ruins you. Like, it travel does ruin you. Like, I did wonder if at my age it's starting to ruin me more. Like, if I'm less resilient and if a 20-year-old still feels as miserable as I do after a long time zone changing trip. But I actually think it does, for whatever reason, take it out of you.
Yeah, I can't explain it, but it makes you feel like absolute dog crap. So, again, right now we got Clemson over 47 against Georgia Southern. Missouri minus six against Purdue. Army minus six against Hawaii. Jeff, this is going to be one that you're probably not going to agree with me on, but I hate to say this to all of our fine friends in Nashville. I think Vanderbilt's fraud adjacent. I don't think Nevada's any good, and I definitely don't think MTSU is any good right now. And to me, Vanderbilt has to go up to Notre Dame. I only have to lay 13 points, and I get the significantly better team. I've watched Notre Dame play twice this year. I think they are very, very good. They're big, strong, fast, and Vanderbilt is not. And so,
you think this idea that Vanderbilt's a pretty credible football team is largely a product of their opponents so far?
Yes. I think Vanderbilt is fraud adjacent. I was not impressed. So I get the better team with Notre Dame, and I only have to lay 13 points. I'm going to do that all day. Notre Dame minus 13.
All right, so let's sum them up, please.
Yes. So right now we have over 47 total points, Clemson versus Georgia Southern. Missouri laying six against Purdue. Army laying six against Hawaii. Notre Dame laying 13 against Vanderbilt. And then finally, Jeff, it wouldn't be a Jeff's Picks if I didn't bet against LSU. I've never felt more confident that, Jeff, this is the time. The great Julie Andrews once said that perseverance is falling down 19 times and getting back up the 20th. And we know damn well that she was talking about my betting record against LSU. Well, guess what, Jeff? This is the one. This is where the buck stops. I can't wait to do it. Jared Stidham at home is 8-0 as a starter. He's covered every SEC line as the starting quarterback at home. 7 touchdowns, no interceptions, 73% completion percentage. Joe Burrow's low-key stinks. This is how sad LSU is. Just because they have a guy that looks like when he drops back, it doesn't feel like a horror picture when he's trying to throw the football. They think they have a quarterback. They don't. He's still under 50% as a passer. All day, lay nine, war, eagle, fly down the field, ever to conquer, ever to yield.
That's beautiful, man. That is beautiful.
we really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.